4 CBA Mobile.
BA was it? Into SWJ?
You got it right, I believe. The name here is David. Good afternoon. What you up to?
Hey, this is Scott. On my way to meet my family for dinner from work. It's my wife and daughter's birthday.
Well, yeah, it's interesting how some people's birthdays are like that. I have an aunt and her son have the same birthday, and I have the same birthday as them. So my nephew was smaller, when he was younger, he would come, with his parents, who's my aunt and uncle, and at Christmas time, every Christmas, and so as long as they were there, I knew I'd have a birthday cake, because our family never celebrated birthdays after my mom passed away.
Birthday parties either. So I always made a point to give my kids birthday parties of some sort.
Yeah, we did the same for our girls, and still do. They get the cake and, the whole shebang. They're just a little more expensive now than they used to be.
And they go up in price every year.
Grandkids now, so I think that's all we're going to see, but who knows.
College, and one senior in high school, and then another one who's in what I call junior high, but it's middle school.
You must have come along about the same time I did, because when I was in those grades, it was called junior high. In fact, I was the last, let's see, what grade would have that been? I think it was ninth grade. Yeah, 7, 8, and 9 was junior high. 10, 11, 12 was senior high. And I was the last ninth grade to be, junior high. And I went to Eastside High School, and I was there the year it opened, so it was kind of interesting. We got to, pick our mascot and pick our school colors and that kind of thing.
From ninth grade into 10th grade, and I was the first 10th grade class at the high school that I went to, but that was in Florida. George Jenkins High School, the founder of Publix, it was named after.
Jenkins, I didn't know that. Just learned something. Oh, that's good. Learn something new every day. Well, I am driving in the misting rain here. I'm at, actually it's Howell Road and East North. It'll be, when I get to the intersection, it'll be Haywood Road. And so take your pick. I'm headed south, so toward the mall, and then I'll turn on the Pelham and go to the sports club on Congaree. And it looks like I'll be playing tennis indoors tonight. We got a clinic at 6:00.
The line of traffic on Stone Avenue heading up towards Poinsett, towards Cherrydale for dinner.
I used to have to drive that every day. I worked on a motor mile there, and we didn't close till 5:30, so, I didn't get on the road till a few minutes after that, and it was just, going out Lawrence Road, and then it becomes Stone Avenue, and then it intersects Poinsett. And I lived in Travers Rest, so it took me about between 30 and 35 minutes to go home. It's about a 15-minute drive if there wasn't any traffic.
The route I'm taking, and it's slow going.
In the morning, I would leave, what time we opened at 7. Oh, Lord, I can't remember. It must have been 7. No, we opened at 8, and I got there at 7:30. I used to got there about 7:20, so I must have left about 7 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, no, 7 o'clock. And so I would get there before the gates opened, and but I only had to wait about 10 minutes, and then I could, they'd open the gate, and I could go in, and I was working on cars then, so as soon as I could, start working on them, I was making money, if I wasn't working on a car, I wasn't making any money just standing there. TBA Mobile.
WJ Friday. Turn there at Rutherford and Stone, and I always thought they were going to take that lot and make something more efficient out of that turn, but they haven't done nothing yet.
Lost you, or you got a phone call or something. Anyway, I'll be here for a few more minutes. KP4CBA.
I was talking about that corner at Rutherford and Stone Avenue.
I was sitting right at the top of the hill there at Pelham. It's the highest point in the city of Greenville, Pelham and Haywood Road. It's called Beacon Hill. And I must have stopped in a dead spot because I couldn't, I could barely key up the repeater.
That corner where that empty lot is, it's been empty forever. I always wondered if they were going to, DOT was going to take it and make something more efficient out of that turn there where all that traffic backs up, turning on the Poinsett Highway.
It would be nice if they, made like a two-lane turn there. That would be really nice. Two-lane right turn. Because, they got the lane blocked off when you go through the intersection. They got the right lane blocked off, which I'm trying to think why they did that. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But then again, a lot of things don't. But see, the problem is, if you don't know it's there, if you don't travel that road every day and you don't know it's there and you want to go straight and you're in the right lane, you can't go straight. You get through the intersection, you got to merge over to the left. And, if you don't know that's coming, it's going to be a big surprise.
Straight in the left-hand lane and encountered, more than once, people that have met that surprise.
Because they've knocked down the, you can tell that they've been knocked down before, and it's probably more than likely it's probably been a tractor trailer trying to turn right there, and it's just it's impossible to turn right there and in a tractor trailer and not take some of those down with you. So anyway, I noticed that they had those in Easley at the 85, the exit, 153 exit off of 85, going south, and they had that lane, that right lane blocked off to people going straight so that the traffic could keep moving coming off that exit. They didn't have to stop. And because the exit traffic would back up onto 85, and you don't want to be sitting still on 85.
Recipe for disaster. 85 going 100 miles an hour down through there. Come up on some stopped exit traffic. People cream you fast.
I'll pray for you later, but I'm going to hit you. Oh, me. Yep. Yeah, I avoid, since I retired them, and even before I avoid, I mean, 85, was I just absolutely have to get on it, and which is rare. And seeing if I could do something here, but I can't. And I try not to drive during 5 o'clock traffic, which I'm doing right now, but I'm mainly going the direction that most people aren't going. Everybody else is trying to get out of town.
I'm going against traffic too, but usually I work from home, but this week I have to be in the office, and that sucks. I much prefer working from home.
Headed to Cherrydale.
Up here and waiting on the rest of the family to get here.
You guess Olive Garden?
New York.
It's kind of crabby to me, but knock yourself out. Never been there. Not a big crab fan, the best of these fur. And my wife's allergic to shellfish, so, you know, we just try to avoid that altogether. But anyway, but I hope y'all have a good time.
Let's just say it wasn't my choice.
But, you know, when it's your wife's and your daughter's birthday, you gotta kind of go with the flow there. I know how that goes. Especially with grandsons, you know. Oldest one's 12 and 7 and 5. And I remember my daughters when they were little, and I'd say, where y'all want to go eat? And my oldest one would say, McDonald's. And I'd say, well, why do you want to go to McDonald's? She said, well, because they have a playground. She didn't care about the food. She wanted to go to the playground.
Or the toy in the Happy Meal, one or the other.
It kind of reminds me of Cracker Jacks, but anyway. Oh, me. I tell you. Well, I have arrived. I'm not in any big hurry to get inside. My clinic doesn't start till 6 o'clock, and it's going to be in what we call the bubble. It looks like a bubble, or half of a bubble, and it's got two hard courts in it, so the clinic is guaranteed, you know, rain or shine.
I've seen that bubble thing before, cruising by there. Looks like a big inflatable, one of them things you jump on in the lake and bounce around on.
Yeah. Yeah, this one, I'm not sure what holds it up, if it's the air or the structure. I really, it doesn't look like it has much of a structure, but anyway. But they do, you know, they are running air into it all the time, so I really don't know. I think it collapsed one time years ago. I think I've seen a picture of it or something. But it's not too bad in there. It's a little humid, but still, it's not too bad. And you know, and I'm guaranteed to play tennis. So for that hour and a half. So that's why I signed up for this clinic.
If it guarantees tennis, then it's worth its weight.
D4 CBA. y'all need to hit the, what's it called, Yogurt Mountain there when you get through with your meal and get you some dessert.
About?
That place, because, you know, it's self-serve. You can just get as much or as little as you want, put any toppings you want on it, and then, you know, just set it on the scales and you know, I don't really care what it costs because it's good. So, and, you know, I'll probably go there twice a year, if that.
Well, hey, I'm going to go ahead and go. My wife just pulled up. So, appreciate it. It's been good talking to you, man. Hopefully we catch up later.
Have a good birthday celebration. Enjoy yourself there. And we will talk to you later. 73's KP4 CBA.